TION's signature leadership empowerment provides purposeful, driven leadership skills and techniques that will empower and inspire the greatness within you. How we doing, great people? My name is Coach TION Singletary, and I'm glad that you are able to join us on this TSLEWLI. And if you don't know what that stands for, then guess what? You better stand by. TION Singletary Leadership Empowerment Weekly Live Inspiration. Are you ready to be empowered? Are you ready to be inspired? Are you ready to allow your greatness to shine here on today? I am the motivator of excellence, so you better go tell somebody because we're about to have a great time here on today. We have a great friend back in Georgetown, South Carolina on, and I am just so happy and pleased that she accepted the call to be able to inspire and empower you on this day. Loretta is married for 30 years to Minister Carlos Cooper, a mother of five children, five grandchildren, and a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ, founder of three churches in community ministries, called and anointed by the Lord as an intercessor, motivator, preacher, prophet, and minister in the kingdom of God and the surrounding communities. Her favorite scripture is 1 Corinthians 15:58. And 2 Corinthians 2 and 14. I thank you for the opportunity to be able to spend a little bit of time with you. So let's go ahead and bring you on. Loretta, how you doing?
Good afternoon, TION. I am well. How are you?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Okay. All right. Well, it's good to be
That's
here.
That's what I'm talking about. Oh, yes. And I'm glad that you're here. You are here. So go ahead and I'm going to let you do your thing, share your word to the people, and then I will come back and we will have a discussion.
Today, I want to talk about the power of knowing. Some may say the power of knowledge, but for me to say the power of knowing is so very personal, because when you have knowledge, you can abort the plans of being misguided. And also having that knowledge or the power of knowing, it is important in this life that we live in, because if you don't know who you are, you can't identify with the things of this life. You don't know where you're going. You lose direction. It's a bold statement to say, to have the power of knowing, because it's something that you exercise as well as you live. The power of knowing, you know, you can avoid mistakes. You know, I wanted to say one in particular, to share something really short, a little story. When I say the power of knowing is so essential and vital, it is. I remember my husband and I made a decision concerning one of our children, pulling him out of a school where he was a part of for many years because of circumstances that came up. We thought it was good for us to do at that time. But because we didn't dig into it, we didn't have the knowledge of knowing what it would cost them and how it would affect the child, he suffered emotionally through his behavior. So my husband and I had to correct that wrong. We had to make that sacrifice. We had to make it right in order for him to be able to thrive, in which he is today. So having the power of knowing, it keeps you from making terrible mistakes. It keeps you from consequences, suffering consequences unnecessarily. And again, just knowing the right thing to do, the right thing to say, when you have knowledge, you will make the right decision. You will do the right thing. You will know where to go. You will know where not to go. You will know what to do and what not to do. So having knowledge helps you to know what to say or what you shouldn't say. So it means something. It guides your whole life, and it can affect you in every aspect of your life. It can affect you of not having knowledge, can affect you and not being all that you're called to be. You end up taking down. You end up losing out. Again, making unnecessarily mistakes. And also, if you don't have that power of knowing what to do, where to go, and simply who you are, it could cause you to get connected in areas where you don't need to be. You mentioned something earlier about knowing your tribe. I heard on one of your videos about your tribe. So when you know who you are and you know what you're called to do, it's easy for you to be a part of the right thing. Because every good thing doesn't mean that you're supposed to be a part of. So having that knowledge of who you are helps you to go in the right direction, help you to stay on the right track. And it will prevent you, or excuse me, it will help you to go forward in life. You know, you won't get caught up in so many hindrances and those obstacles. You'll know how to handle them when they come, because then you're confident. You know who you are. Then you know you can celebrate the greatness on the inside because of the great one who put the greatness on the inside of you. Okay? So having that knowledge, you know, it guides you, because you can say, well, I know who I am. That's not for me. I can stay in my lane. I'm not going to make that decision because it's going to cost me something. It may cause me my right mind, not knowing. May cause you your right mind. And so there's a little quote that I saw a couple of days ago that I want to share. And so I was saying, it's so divine how Tian would ask me to be a part of this podcast. And I was already reading up on some things, but it's by a gentleman named A.A. Milne. I'm not sure if you ever heard of it, but he says, you are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. But see, the key is to know this. When you don't have this knowledge, you know, you'll fall apart. You'll fall to pieces. Again, you'll be misguided. You'll be misled. But having that knowledge, just knowing keeps you, you know, in the right space. It keeps you in the right frame of mind. And so I just wanted to share that. And if I can, even a scripture that's in the book of Hosea 4:6, where God was telling us through the prophet, listen, my people perish because of their lack of knowledge. So that is key. Again, knowledge is key. When you know who you are, you can't be taken advantage of. And even having knowledge, you know, will allow you to see even some mistakes or failures and correct that. You could go at something again, you just don't do it the same way. Why? Because you have the knowledge now. You know better now. Okay. So that's just something that I wanted to share, you know, the power of knowing. You know, it guides your whole entire life, your being, you know, and it, you know, it helps you to walk in that calling. It helps you to live out your assignment in this life. You know, it takes away confusion, all the perplexities of this life. When you know what's good for you, knowing what's not good for you, knowing what is bad. It's just as simple as knowing what right from wrong, good and evil. So having that knowledge is power. It's beneficial, because it doesn't only benefit you, it's going to benefit someone else. Because all that you're in, all that you're given, is not for you. It's not for me. It's for somebody else. But when you have the knowledge, you can do it right. Okay? And you can affect them in the right way. You want to be effective when you know, and you want to be effective when you know. And there is a difference. So having that knowledge, you know, is meaningful, it's essential, it's vital in this life.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us. And I'm just so happy that you were able to really share the word of the power of knowing. The power of knowing is very important, and knowledge is very important. Having knowledge is key to move forward. Knowledge helps you to make the right decisions, right? And matter of fact, I want to ask a question on that. You know, some people sometimes have issues with making the right decisions. Why do you think that may be an issue with them?
What the topic says, the power of knowing, when you don't know who you are, sometimes you struggle with that way, you know, and then it causes you to not have the confidence that you need. So then now there's a struggle there. So all kinds of barriers get in the way, you know, from you making the right decision. And as I stated earlier, when you don't do your research, when you don't look into things, when you don't dive into things, then it causes you not to be able to make the right decision. And so here, now you're making a decision on the impulse. So you're struggling now, you know, and it caused you, when you made that decision on the impulse, it caused problems.
Mm-hmm.
It became a blockage or a hindrance, and it became an unnecessary obstacle in your way because you didn't know, you didn't have enough understanding or wisdom or insight of the problem. So it prevented you from making that right decision.
Nice. Thank you. Making the right decision, knowing oneself, helps you out with that process. And you also talk about calling, which is very, very important. So why does knowing your calling is so important for others to know?
You can't be taken advantage of. You can't be misguided, because there are things that God has put on the inside of Tion and others and like myself. When you know what God has given you, when you know what you're called to do, you can't be sidetracked off of that. It's like you're passionate about it. You go to sleep thinking about it. You get up thinking about it. You're driving thinking about it. Because you know what you've been called to do. It's almost like staying in your lane. You know, I'm not good, or I couldn't be a real estate agent because I don't have the knowledge. That's not my passion. But my passion is empowering, encouraging, and motivating. You know, this I can do because I know this is what I'm called to do, be it, you know, in certain topics or educationally and spiritually. You know, that I can do. So when you know who you are, yes, you can go forward.
Know who you are and knows whose you are. Boy, you better watch out. Don't get me started up in here.
Knowing whose you are
is very important. It helps you with your authority, is the main thing. When you know who you are, you can walk in your authority. And some people may see that as being conceited or whatever the case may be, because they are not walking in their authority and don't see it, right? So when you are walking in your authority, you come off in a different way, right? You are more confident in who you are, and you are more competent as well when you are making decisions or when you are taking action, because you know whose you are. Oh man, heartfelt. I'm happy. And I just know that somebody on this podcast who's listening right now receives something that they can use and implement in their life today. Not tomorrow, not next week, not next month, but today. And that is the power of knowing oneself in order to make the right decisions in life and move forward to the next level. Because that's what God wants you to do. He wants you to move to the next level. The question is, will you accept the call and know oneself?
I like that. That's key, Tion, you know, accepting the call, you know, because he knows the plans, right?
Yep.
That he has for all of us. And it's to give us hope in the future. So we have to say yes to the call. Yep. Yes to the call, because we say yes to the call, you know, then you have them guiding you. Then you have them leading you. And you can say, you know, God got my back. So whatever obstacle get in my way, I know God got me. I know I'm going to come through this. I know that I'm going to thrive in this because I've accepted the call. I'm not being a Jonah. I'm not running anymore. Okay. I'm not running from the call. I've accepted it. And that means, you know, you accepted what he has for you, every plan. Even when the trial or error comes in your life, you know it's going to be all right because you accepted the call. And it just goes back again to knowing who you are and whose you are. See, so when you know whose you are, who you belong to, and know who called you, then you know you can go on. You know you can keep it moving and keep pushing forward.
I know, right? Ooh, you want to make me start preaching up in here. Let me slow down a little bit. I feel it in the atmosphere. This is amazing. I thank you so much for accepting the call to motivate and empower. And I know that this was a big step on your journey, but I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you. For stepping out and doing what God has in store for you to do and empower on a higher level, virtually, right, on podcasts. And that's the next step. The next step is being able to share your story and your word that God has given you to be able to empower others to live a better life. And that's what the call that he has given us. And that's what we must do. We must walk in our calling, no matter what level that may be. It could be to one person or it could be to a million people at one time. But it will happen because that is our call. So I just, again, I thank you. What is the best way for someone to be able to connect with you if what you share with them really resonated with them and they want to talk to you a little bit more?
The best way they can reach me is via email at LorettaCooper70@gmail.com. And I can also give another number that will take them right to my ministry, 843-318-2147.
Okay.
That's LorettaCooper70@gmail.com or 843-318-2147.
Awesome. Awesome. And what we'll do is we will add those to the post as well, so you can be able to grab it from there. And then if you just want to, if you need prayer, reach out to her. I mean, she is a elite prayer. If you need someone to pray over your life, ask Loretta. I'm telling you, she got some powerful words and a powerful voice to be able to speak life over your situation. And that's coming from my heart because I have seen it. I have heard it. I have been in the presence of it. It is amazing. Okay. So if you need someone to pray over your life, make sure you reach out to them and then allow her and her team to be able to speak life into your situation so that you can be able to move forward in what God has in store for you. Again, thank you everyone for being on this TSLEWLI. We know that you've been empowered. We know that you've been inspired, and we know that you are going to walk in your calling that God has given you on this place we call Earth. We love you. And guess what? You already know there's nothing you can do about it.
Thank you, Tion. Thank you so much.
Visit our website at www.tionsingletary.com to learn more about what we do. Again, that is www.tionsingletary.com. We want to see you succeed in life. Are you ready?